Welcome to the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. You're joining me, Amy Maxwell, on my journey of understanding the world of light magic in order to cultivate mindful living. I'm so excited for you to join me on this path of discovery.
Hi everyone, I have recorded this episode about 5 times already, and then I've deleted it, and then I've re-recorded it, and I'm coming back to it now. I am really struggling to share with you all of the things that I want to share in this final episode, final ever episode of the Magic and Mindfulness Podcast. But I've kind of decided to keep it short and sweet. I could go on forever, as you probably know if you've listened to all of the episodes, that I like to talk and I like to really share my truth and, you know, in the hope that it connects with you and makes you feel less alone. So I've been putting off recording this episode for a long time, for so many reasons. I've been going through a lot of personal endings, transformation, growth, sadness, all of the feels really in the last year, as I'm sure you have been in your own ways as well. There's been a lot of challenges that have arisen for all of us in the last couple of years. But for me personally, in the last year, there's been great change. And with that change, I have been feeling for a long time that a lot of things in my life need to end in order to create space for new beginnings, honoring the death and rebirth cycle of life. And with that cycle, it brings up so much pain, sadness, but it also invites in opportunity, expansion, and creation of the person that we're wanting to step into and become, and maybe who we already are in an essence as well. And when I started recording this podcast, it was really at the cusp of my first spiritual awakening. And there's been many more. I'm moving through another one now, actually, as I'm recording this. And with those awakenings bring so much insight and depth into who we are and who we are becoming. And I feel like this podcast has served its time. And I am so sad. And that's why I've been struggling to record this episode, because I don't want to let it go. You know, it's really hard. I am so grateful, and I do want to just take a little moment of pause to say thank you, from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has tuned in over the last few years. It's been a journey, and I know that you've been on that journey with me, and I know that because I have connected with so many of you through online community events, through in-person events, through me traveling to other countries to connect with some of you in different places. My 2 retreats that were held in Marrakesh, those were just the most amazing highlight for me from this podcast. And I have also made so many friends of the people that I've talked to over the years through this podcast. Some of those who I now call very dear friends. And if you're listening, you know who you are. And I am so, so, so grateful to anyone that is listening to this episode now. So thank you. And I know that so many of you have found friends and connections of your own through this podcast. So I know that this podcast was meant to exist and have a place in this world. And I'm not going to delete any of these episodes. They're going to live on these platforms forever, I guess, unless Spotify and iTunes take them down. But they will live, they will coexist in the world, in the ether, and you know, you can always listen to them and come back if you feel disconnected. And I also hope that these episodes will stay for the people that begin to move through an awakening and do not know what to do or who to talk to, and hopefully you will feel less alone. And that was really the intention with starting this podcast, was to go on my own inner discovery. And it was a really vulnerable thing for me to do. And I'm still kind of, you know, I look back, and this is just really an honest reflection, look back at those earlier episodes, and I almost can't recognize that person because of how much I've grown and changed in the last few years has just been absolutely profound. And I think that speaks to, you know, when we actually choose to meet ourselves and connect with ourselves and turn inwards through connection into our spirituality, it can shake up who we think we are and move us into a transformation of who we are and come back to our essence. Oh, and with that can bring change that is sad, and it means ending things that have been comfortable and safe for so long, and moving into the fear of the unknown. And that's something that I'm also moving through at this time. But I now feel that I have such a deep practice and connection with spirituality that I trust what is happening. And I'm not searching as much as I used to for answers, because I have the answers within myself. And so do you. You always do. These tools are here just to help support that inner connection. And I hope that that's always been clear through these episodes, through the advice that has been given, that it's all about you. It's always all about you. It's about reconnection of that little inner whisper that we often ignore, our intuition, and we bypass with the mind. So slowly over time, I'm really learning to trust that little voice and that little whisper. And through the last couple of years, I have been building towards something that I knew was coming, but really didn't know how it would take physical shape or manifestation. So through this recording of this podcast, I felt like the energy was building. And now it's reached a point where it's been built and I need to let it go. And with letting the podcast go, I am creating space for fresh energy, new opportunities, and new beginnings. And last year, I opened my own healing space in Amsterdam. So I'm the very proud owner of Oracle in Amsterdam. I'm going to leave the links in the show notes to our website and our Instagram. It's a guided healing space, and essentially, it is all about just having a held space to connect with yourself through healing modalities. Healing modalities like sound healing, breath work, guided journeys like moon circles, hypnosis sessions, and so much more. So if you're ever in Amsterdam, I am very biased, but it is an amazing space. I'm sure the people that have been will also agree. And yeah, I've also had quite a few of you come into the space and say hello, that you've listened to the podcast and that you're excited that there's now a physical destination for us to connect to. So definitely check Oracle out. I am very much a proud studio mother, and I treat the place like it's my baby. I feel like I've birthed something so special, and I really can't wait to see how it evolves and takes shape over the next couple of years, and hopefully, you know, further down the line as well. I'm really wishing for a lot of expansion in order to help more people and connect more people to their purpose and their truth that they already know. They're just waiting to uncover that and connect to that. So that's really what my mission has been about through this podcast. It's through my connection, but also yours, and sharing that together. So I just, yeah, thank you so much again for tuning in. And I really feel like I'm also ending this recording, kind of leaving behind an old Amy that I want to love her so much, because she's been so vulnerable to be so open on these episodes. And I'm like getting a throat lump in my throat and almost crying here, because there is so much happening within my life where I do need to let that old version of me go. And I'm really opening up to so much, and I'm really not sure how that's going to unfold. But I have so much trust in the universe and what it has in store for me that Yeah, that's the beauty of life, right? That we move through these waves of ups and downs and turbulence and then calm again. And then we move through it all over and over again. And that is the beauty of everything, is to feel that connection and move with that. So, you know, when I hang up and click end of this episode, in my eyes, in my feeling, it's letting go of that part of me that has been with you for so long, but I'm moving on to something else and creating space for that. And I also just wanted to let you know that I have felt a lot of a calling to connect with you in a different way. I've also had a lot of requests about this, so it's something that I'm going to be sharing as part of one of my offerings, is to give mentoring. So if you're interested to speak to me about anything within the realms of spirituality, I will be opening up a wellness/spiritual mentoring. So you can book that with me. And I am also going to be helping people if they are wanting to grow their own spiritual related business. So my background, I think, as a lot of you have heard through some of the episodes, is in marketing. And those skills that I have, I've realized over the years, not everyone has those skills within the world of spirituality. And, you know, in order for us to grow and to share our purpose, it's really important that we know how to communicate that effectively. So I kind of took for granted those skills that I've honed over the last 10, 12 years of my life. And I wanted to find a purposeful way to use that. So, you know, I've created my own brands through Magic and Mindfulness, but also now Oracle. I have a lot of experience helping people, you know, with their own brands, finding their purpose, and translating that out into the world. So I'm also going to be offering a business/marketing mentorship as well. So if you are someone with an existing spiritual business, or you're someone who's thinking about developing theirs, I'm using these mentoring as a consulting/strategy call. So anyway, I'm going to link my website in the show notes, and that's just my personal website. So if you're wanting to connect with me in that way, I would really love to help some of you, because I know there's so many light workers who listen to this podcast who are finding their feet and just aren't really sure maybe where to anchor into their essence to set some really like action-oriented goals to help them achieve what they want to within starting up their business or growing their own spiritual business. So that's something I'm really excited about. And I really hope that that's a way that we can kind of continue this connection if you're wanting to have some, yeah, mentoring, one-on-one support from me. So, yeah, and just finally, connecting with us through Oracle, I am thinking about potentially doing a podcast in the future for Oracle specifically. So if there's more episodes in the future, they will be through that channel. So if you want to stay connected for a possible future podcast, I'm not promising, it would be a similar format to what we do here, but in the realms of guided healing, then you can follow Oracle, and that's where you'll find all of our updates through our Instagram channel. So please do follow that in the show notes. And yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there, because there's so much more I could say, but I think I will just go on for hours. And yeah, let's leave it at that. I'm going to say goodbye. It is an ending, but also a beginning. And I really, really wish all of you listeners just the best luck on your spiritual paths. And I really hope that we can stay connected through other channels in the future. And with that, stay well, stay safe, and lots of love.
Thank you for listening to the Magic and Mindfulness podcast, the podcast designed for the modern mystic and spiritually curious. This season, creative production is by Emily Lasbury and co-production by George Lasbury. If you'd like to stay connected to what we're up to, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Magic and Mindfulness, and maybe share these episodes with a friend or give us a review or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. This helps us to keep spreading the message and light work that we do. We appreciate every single one of you that tunes in. So stay well, stay safe, and see you soon.